Now lastly, we come to Dharma Dana, the gift of the Dharma, the gift of truth, the gift of the teaching. And this is said to be the highest of all gifts, the greatest of all gifts. You can give a person material things, even give them psychological security, education, culture. You can even sacrifice your life and your limbs, even share your precious merits. But the greatest of all gifts is the sharing of the truth that you've understood, perhaps after much toil, much pain, and much difficulty. The sharing of the teaching itself. And this Dharma Dana, this giving of the gift of the teaching, either by word or by precept or by example, this is traditionally the special duty of the monks, of the lamas, of the masters, and so on. But it is at the same time emphasized that all can participate, all can share in this great duty, this great responsibility. In fact, one cannot help it. One is, in fact, giving all the time. You're giving out something. Something is coming from you, radiating from you all the time. And if you've imbibed anything of Buddhism, well, inevitably, you must give out Buddhism in your commerce with other people, whether you like it or whether you don't. This doesn't mean that on every possible or impossible opportunity you drag in the word Buddhism and become a Buddhist bore. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that you should become like the man, like the ardent Roman Catholic in one of G.K. Chesterton's stories. Whatever topic of conversation was started, he'd get on to the Roman Catholic Church. One day in a pub he met a man who was very fond of fishing. So he started talking about fishing. So this man said, "Oh, fishing? Well, I'm interested in fishing too. There was a famous fisherman once, his name was St. Peter." And in this way he got on to the Pope and the Catholic Church. And it was like that with every topic or conversation that was started. So this is not what is meant. It's something much more subtle. It's something which just comes from you or comes out in the course of conversation, but without always necessarily being labelled as Buddhism. But something does come out. Well, so much for what can be given. As this is the most important, the sort of central item, the central heading of the four, let me just briefly run over it again. First of all, material things can be given. Fearlessness can be given. Education and culture can be given. Even one's life and limbs can be given if necessary. One's merits can be given. And finally, the truth itself, the Dharma itself, can be given.